The image of a loving, forgiving God comes through clearly to those who read and understand the Scriptures. Since He is our Father, He naturally desires to raise us up, not push us down, to help us live, not to bring about our spiritual death. "For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth," He has said. "Wherefore turn yourselves and live ye. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." What a glorious promise of forgiveness the Lord made through the great Isaiah: mercy and pardon. What more could men want or hope or pray for? Tammy Symister Robinson sings, "Did You Think to Pray?" from the inspirational showcase album, God Be With You.
Here you left your room this morning. Did you think to pray? In the name of Christ our Savior.
To forgive is a divine attribute. It is to pardon or excuse someone from blame for an offense or misdeed. The Scriptures refer to forgiveness in two ways. The Lord commands us to repent of our sins and seek His forgiveness. He also commands us to forgive those who offend or hurt us. Kenneth Cope, on his A Prayer Unto Thee album, sings, in humility our Savior, which includes the plea to fill our hearts with sweet forgiving.
In humility, our Savior, grant thy Spirit here, we pray. As we take the bread and water in thy name this Latter Day, let me not forget, O Savior, thou didst bleed and die for me. When thy heart was stilled and broken on the cross at hearts with sweet forgiving, teach us tolerance and love. Let our prayers find access to thee in thy home. Lord, let us regain thy presence. Let thy glory round us shine. Lord, let us regain thy presence. Let thy glory round us shine.
Behold, he who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, remember them no more. The purging out of sin would be impossible but for the total repentance of the individual and the kind mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ in his atoning sacrifice. Gladys Knight sings Mercy's Arms from her Many Different Roads album.
The mighty fortress wall.
surrender all to mercy's arms, bathed in holy rain, cleansed from sinners' bitter stain.
When the natural man is born again, his habits are changed, his thoughts cleansed, his attitudes regenerated and elevated, his activities put in total order, and everything about him that was dirty, degenerate, or reprobate is washed and made clean. The effect of the cleansing is beautiful. Troubled souls have found peace. The soiled robes have been cleansed to spotlessness. These people formerly defiled, having been cleansed through their repentance, their washing, their purging, their whitening, are made worthy to be found before the throne of God, associating with divine royalty. Matthew Bardsley sings Born Again from the Jenny Phillips album, The Miracle.
I had forgotten how sweet total surrender can be. I'm turning over my weakness, letting you pick up the pieces. I stand in awe and wonder as you wash away every stain. I am forever changed, born again, stepping out of the night, feeling the marvelous light on my face, lifted up by your grace. Lord, how could I ever repay you for this newness deep within? I am born again. I thought my chances were gone, but your love has proven me wrong. You lead me out of the dark. You bring new hope to my heart. I stand in awe and wonder putting my life in your hands, giving you all that I am. Born again, stepping out of the night, feeling the marvelous light on my face, lifted up by your grace. Lord, how could I ever repay you for this newness deep within? I am born again. I am born again.
A Christ-like heart is inclined always to forgiveness. Mormon described how the righteous grow stronger and stronger in their humility and firmer in the faith of Christ, unto the filling their souls with joy and consolation, even to the purifying and the sanctification of their hearts. This process brings a change of heart, or in other words, we lose the disposition to do evil and desire to do good continually. Our relationships with our fellow men become Christ-like, and you will not have a mind to injure one another, but to live peaceably, and to render to every man according to that which is his due. Voicemail sings, "Lord, I Would Follow Thee," from their album, Hymns 2.
Strength beyond my own.
As we plead for mercy, we need to show mercy to others. The injury people do us may appear at the moment to be very great, yet just as time heals the wounds of the body, so time also heals the wounds of the soul. As we apply disinfectants to aid in healing the wounds of the body, we need to apply love and understanding in disinfecting the wounds of the soul. To the extent we give forgiveness to others, we can expect to receive forgiveness for ourselves. John Batdorf sings "Let It Go" from the Michael McLean album The Other Side of Sorrow.
I can still recall the hour my father told me it was time to let it go. Though its mended wing had made it sing, he said the bird I cared for was not really mine. Let it go. Letting go, he said, seems to break your heart. Though it will heal, it feels slow to start. Though the pain so I could let it go. Years have passed since then, and so is he, but I still hear his words. Let it go. There's so much of life that can be lived while you're holding on to hate and anger deep inside. Let it go. Letting go opens up the heart. There is a new day, hungry to start. You can't change what has hurt you so, but you what's wrong in your life, let it go. All that is worth saving is love. Love holds you down. Love lifts the burden and love shines the light. If